Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's great to see all of you gathered here this morning. You know, every single one of us, each one of us has a story, and we love to share the story of our life and the stories that we have, and they bring smiles to people's faces. I think every single one of us also has a backstory that we don't want everyone to know, that maybe a few people know about. We don't want that getting out known by someone in the community or in our family. Well, today's a special day in a couple ways. First off, we're going to hear that there's actually a third story, the story of Jesus, that's a part of our life. His life, death, and resurrection becomes, his story becomes our story by believing in Jesus, and we can live with hope and live with completeness and fullness for today. It's secondly very special because Vicar Dollar is going to be sharing the message this morning, delivering God's word to us. So we're very happy to have him share that message and to hear this good news that Jesus' story is the one that really counts in our lives. There are some announcements to share with you. We'll keep them short and succinct so we can begin our worship here this morning. The first is that this Thursday is a special opportunity to gather for fellowship and music. Out on our patio, Bryson and friends are going to be out there. And just a couple notes about this opportunity. One, we're going to make it into a kind of a game. So it is going to be Name That Tune. We're going to have 10, and Peggy, we don't know if we're going to let Peggy play. Because Peggy will know every tune. And there will be a prize for the winner. And we're going to have about 10 tunes that he's going to play. And there are also going to be banana splits and goodies that evening. It's Thursday, this Thursday, August 22nd, Thursday, August 22nd, 7 p.m. This is for all ages. We have games for kids. We have music. We have lots of opportunities for everyone. The next note is important to share, and it's for sure in your bulletin, and that is next Sunday is Church in the Park. There will not be a church service here in our sanctuary. It is going to be at the Church in the Park. That is located on 23rd and Applegate, just south of that intersection in the Philomath City Park. You are encouraged to come at about 9:45 for coffee and donuts before worship. Worship begins at 10:30. And once worship ends around 11:30, that's it. There isn't chicken. There isn't a potluck. We're encouraging everyone to come before the worship service for coffee and donuts. And that starts at about 9:45. So hopefully that's clear. If you show up at church, no one's going to be here. You're going to have an empty parking lot. The other thing to share is that we are encouraging our members to help with Philomath Community Schools with our school supply drive. Thank you already. The tub's almost already full just in the last couple days. We have until next Sunday to fill that bin. If you're curious about what those supplies are, check the bulletin board in the hallway, and you can find out what you can purchase. If you're out, you see a deal, you might as well buy a notebook or some extra crayons, that sort of thing. We need the supplies by next Sunday out in our narthex in the bin. Looks like we got some other announcements to share. Lindy, we'll pass it on to you.
I just want to remind everybody that the OSU Summer Choir has the concert this afternoon at 3 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Corrales, corner of 11th and Monroe. However, the main entrance will be blocked. You cannot get into the main entrance. They've blocked it off. But you can get into the 11th Street entrance, and at the back of the church is an entrance that doesn't involve stairs. So I hope some of you will come. Thank you.
We'll let Mal go and then Audrey. How about that? Okay. Mal?
Yes. The reason I'm wearing glasses is I might cry if you wouldn't want to expose you to a grown man crying. But there's good news about the parking, and there's some not quite as good. But the parking job to expand the parking lot has been marked out, and everybody's been very respectful, because if something gets knocked down, we have to replace it, and we pay for that. So they're going to start finally about I'm not sure if it'll be tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday, but this week. We'll keep you posted. There'll be some trees that will have to come out and some that will have to be replaced. It shouldn't take too long. They will first move, stir up the dirt and add some, and then put rock on that top of that, and then pave it and put curbs down and mark it. So the whole job could take as little as 2 weeks. I'm not quite sure. When there's bad news, there's always good news. And the bad news is we haven't raised enough money to pay for, not even close to pay for this job. And it is kind of sad to think that we've scheduled this almost a year ahead. And here we are about to start work, and I guess we're going to have to I'm not the financial guy, but I'm an observer here of what's happening, and I think we're going to have to borrow money to pay for this job, and that's what brings the tears to my eyes. So the challenge is more than you're thinking, maybe. Now stop and think, what if that wall behind you was destroyed through some act of nature? Would there be any problem replacing it? Well, think about that. Is the parking not at least as important as a wall on our building? We can fill it, and there'll be some spillover, but this church is growing. And my observation is that most of the people come by car. If they haven't got a place to park, what are they going to do? Think about it. I mean, it's just as important as the building that we have parking so people can use the building, is it not? So I urge you to be think creatively. This is a challenge that we certainly can address and take care of, but it may take some creative thinking. Maybe you've got some money that's coming in for whatever reason. Talk to the pastor about if there is some way you can help now and pay later. I'm not here to judge people, except I am passing judgment on the situation, and it's not good to. I'm maybe too old school. I don't like to see a spot. Have to do something on credit, but it is a necessity, just like the sanctuary is a necessary part of the church. So if you look at it that way, talk to the pastor about if you have some possibilities.
All right.
We will build it, and it's going to be good, and we're going to be happy, and we'll be happier if we have it paid for.
There you go. All right, there you go. Thanks for the challenge, Mal. Audrey, I know you're here this morning. You want to share something?
I just have a little tidbit to add to Lindsay's announcement about that concert this afternoon.
Cool.
I learned that with happiness and with pride, my grandson, Eric Russell, will be directing one of the choirs.
Cool. All right. All right, cool. Exciting. I think that does it for our announcements here this morning. Good to see Sally back. I see her back in the, yes, she was traveling Europe, and great to have you back, Sally.